USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden traveled to Louisiana after the devastation of Hurricane Ida. Power for 800,000 people has been out all week.
I know you all are frustrated about how long it takes to restore power. It's dangerous work. 25,000 linemen from around the country have come here to Louisiana to help. Crews from 32 different states, I think.
President said the federal government is putting pressure on insurance companies to make sure displaced people get living assistance. He also talked about the new jobs numbers.
Well, I know some wanted to see a larger number today, and so did I. What we've seen this year is a continued growth, month after month, in job creation.
The Labor Department reports that 235,000 new jobs were created. The president blamed the Delta variant for the sluggish growth. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
As American veterans see the U.S. government opening up the southern border to millions of people from other countries, and now the tens of thousands of Afghan refugees, they're wondering why the U.S. government can't help the unknown number of vets living on the streets of America. Eli Crane, former Navy SEAL and Republican congressional candidate in Arizona, tells Fox News his views on the abandonment.
And it really makes, I think, many of us hope and wonder that why we can't get our priorities straight in this country, why we can't take care of Americans first, especially those of us that have actually fought and were willing to die for this country. It's actually pretty tough to come back to a country that struggles with patriotism. And when you see so much, you know, anti-patriotic rhetoric coming out of the media and Hollywood and everywhere else, and these men and women were willing to fight and die for it, that's really hard to deal with.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The American Medical Association, American Pharmacists Association, and American Society of Health System Pharmacists all say the use of ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19 outside of clinical trials must end immediately. The drug has Food and Drug Administration approval to treat people with infections caused by internal and external parasites. It's not approved to treat COVID-19. Ivermectin is also available for veterinary use in horses and other animals, but medications intended for animals should never be used by humans. In a statement, they said, "We're alarmed by the reports that ivermectin has increased 24-fold since before the pandemic." They noted that calls to poison control centers related to ivermectin have increased 5 times. The FDA has also received multiple reports of people who've been hospitalized after self-medicating with ivermectin that was intended for horses. They said, "You may have heard that it's okay to take large doses of ivermectin. That is wrong." The FDA emphasized no form of ivermectin has been approved to treat or prevent COVID-19. The CDC also issued an advisory saying ivermectin is not authorized for the prevention or treatment of the disease. They warned about the potentially toxic effect of the drug, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and overdoses are associated with hypertension, confusion, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.